everybody back to A Kiss Like Yours Father's Day edition.
We are going to be doing some dad jokes.
Yeah, so hey, surprise. We got some guest speakers today for Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Yeah. It was a fun day yesterday. Well, it's actually today we're recording, but you know, you're listening, so it was yesterday. Great day just to hang out and get some sun time, get some nice little meal, just a relaxing day. And so the girls are here. We're going to do a segment, a Make Your Dad Laugh segment, and they're going to be reciting, right? They're reciting some dad jokes.
Yeah.
And they have to make, the goal is to make dad laugh.
So
this is going to be pretty tough.
It's
going to be pretty tough.
We each have one.
Do you have one too?
I do have one that I'm going to try on. Yes. So we'll see how it goes. I'm a terrible joke teller because I just start laughing before. I'm going to try not to laugh, but our goal is to see if we can make you laugh. So let's see how it goes. Dad jokes, Aliyah.
Okay, who's going to go first?
Kick us off, Storm.
Aliyah, okay.
How do you make an octopus laugh?
How?
With 10 tickles.
Okay, yeah, okay. 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 I had to hold it in because I'm trying not to laugh, but you guys are like, that you're giving me are just like.
Laugh.
Laugh at us. Zoe's dying.
Zoe's dying.
All right.
Okay, Zoe, let's see yours.
Zozo, you're up. Do you remember your joke?
What is a computer's favorite snack?
I don't know. Microchips.
Computer chips.
Computer chips.
I was close. Yep. I was close.
You were close.
I was close. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just laughing because your faces are so cute. Okay.
Yep. All right. Here we go. Did you know that it was illegal to laugh loud in Hawaii?
No.
You cannot laugh out loud in Hawaii.
Okay.
You have to keep it to aloha. Oh
That's bad. That's so bad.
Is that not a great dad joke?
That is so bad.
It's fine. It's fine.
Do you guys think it was funny?
Well, I just...
Do you get it? Get aloha and aloha like a silent...
Yeah.
Like aloha.
Yeah.
Shakas.
Aloha.
Okay.
What is shakas?
I thought mine was the best.
Shakas, you know, when you do this, hang loose. I didn't know shaka until like later on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to need folks from Hawaii to tell me, because when I was young, like the Hawaii sign was hang loose.
Right. Yeah.
Hang loose. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know, things evolve.
Wasn't Shaka clothing brand with a little shark, or am I thinking of something else?
I think you're thinking of something else.
Yeah, you're totally thinking of something else. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was a little shark. I thought
that's
that
like
was
Local Motion. Wasn't Shaka that Local Motion?
No, I don't think so. Anyway.
All right.
That was
thank
the kickoff
you
to our Father's Day edition. Thank you to our special guests.
Special guests.
For joining us in the moment and participating in our dad joke segment.
Thank you for so much for having us.
You're welcome. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought my joke was honestly the best out of Mom and Zoe.
Of course.
What did you say?
Well, ultimately, Dad's the judge of the dad jokes.
They were all fun jokes. Mm-hmm. What sound?
Zoe wants a sound effect.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me put a sound effect for you guys to
Head off. For the dad jokes.
No, to head off into
the recording session.
Yeah, are you girls ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, goodness.
Bye, girls. Oh, boy.
They got a kick out of that.
Yeah. So
you didn't like my joke?
It was pretty rough. It was a reach. It was a reach.
Oh.
It was a reach.
I liked it.
Aloha.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's the delivery, you know?
Well, that's what I thought. I in my mind, I was just going to like sneak it into the conversation. Like, you know, as we were maybe transitioning from point to point, I was going to be like, hey, did you know illegal to laugh loud in Hawaii?
I think that's a bad idea.
What do you mean?
That's a bad idea.
Well, okay. I guess it's just the messenger.
But, you know, I actually brings this to one of the first things I wanted to talk about today. So when we go to Hawaii, you know, you got to pack. Part of going on vacation is packing.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided that I'm going to pack less.
You don't really pack anyway.
I know, but I mean.
I pack.
No, you know what I mean. Like, okay. What I want to take is less.
Minimal. You want to be more minimalist.
Yeah.
And what brought this on?
Because, like, we pack, like, we're going for 7 days, especially women. Women pack, they've got 7 pairs of shoes for 3 days.
Well, you need options. You're not sure how you're feeling in the moment. Do I need heels? Do I need flats? Do I need boots? Is it cold? Is it hot?
Yeah, so I don't need all that. In fact, I'm going to just take underwear and I'll buy stuff over there.
Oh, that, wow. That's going to save a lot of money. No. Talk about guarding the cash flow.
No. No, but I'm saying, like, we don't need to pack for a full week. You okay. Pack for maybe 2-3 days, do laundry, and let it go.
Yeah, I can see that, especially if you're going to be somewhere where there is a washer and dryer available. It's kind of like, yeah, you know.
But don't most hotels have one now?
Yeah, they normally do.
Like a laundry area? Mm-hmm. Or is that more just like timeshare stuff?
A lot of timeshares. With the hotels, I wouldn't say a hotel or a motel will have laundry availability. They may offer a laundry service that they would charge you a lot of money for, but it's mainly timeshares that will have that washer dryer. Either you have one in your room or there is a laundromat on site type of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I mean. I just feel like we need to reassess when we're packing. I know you're planning for vacations. Okay, so I need you to reassess your packing techniques. Yeah. When the time comes, reassess those techniques. Pack like you would normally pack and then cut all of it in half.
And then remove half of what I put in there. I mean, it's not a bad way to go. It really isn't. And it's funny that you say that because we don't have any summer vacations booked for this year. We do have an upcoming trip for my birthday, which I'm super excited about. But
well, isn't that a summer vacation?
Yeah, I suppose.
So then we do have a summer vacation booked for this year?
Well, I feel we're going away for a night. I don't know that counts as a vacation. I would call that a getaway. We're having a getaway. A vacation is like you're going for multiple days. There will be drink service. There will be water. There will be sun. Cold vacations do not count as a vacation to me.
So far,
I mean, we're going to have
checking
all of
the
that.
Back. Yeah, yeah,
we're
exactly.
Going to have all of that, but except for multiple days, we're going for an overnighter. We're going to be gone like a day and a half, which is still good. It's
Isn't
still
that
be
more
fun.
Than one day?
Okay.
So wouldn't multiple days
wouldn't
be more than one day?
Count as like 3 days. Three or more days is a vacation.
Is there a defined line? Or is vacation just like I'm leaving the house for overnight? So that's a vacation. You guys let us know.
I say getaway.
What,
but open
what
to
qualifies
yeah.
as a vacation? Is it like, oh.
Hit us up. Let us know.
Okay, let's just say your thought process.
My thought process
is correct.
Yes.
How many days is a getaway then? Is it 3 days?
Is it four days? A getaway is 3 days or less. And a vacation is 3 days or more. That's my line of thinking.
What about exact? Okay, you can't have that. So
yes, I can.
3 days or less is a getaway.
More than
3 days is a vacation.
Less than 3 nights is a getaway. More than 3 nights is a vacation.
Hmm.
Yes.
I think I can go that route.
Yeah, I think that's fine. So I feel like I have dual personalities. I saw a video that. I was like, oh, this is my inner spirit animal. I was laughing so hard because it says like winter me is such a saver and summer me just spends it all.
I know.
I can't help myself. I can't help myself. In the winter, I can stash away those little cash nuggets. But summertime, it's like.
Let's go. Yay.
Let's go.
That's because you live in the fun nation.
I live in fun country.
In fun country.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. Did we need to go through that that whole
our flags
mm-hmm. yeah and we'll get there, but I wanted to talk to you about something in particular because last week, was it last week, we were talking about how we went on the date and the day date, and it was kind of like a more intimate date.
Yes.
And I was following somebody on Instagram, and I can't remember her name, but I'm going to have to get a hold of her, see if I can get her on the show.
Okay.
Okay, this would be super fun. She's a sex therapist.
Oh, boy.
What? Why, oh, boy? I thought you would be excited.
Okay, well, I didn't think we needed therapy in that department, but all right, bring it on.
I didn't say us. Why did you like assume I was talking about us? I just said
I don't know
to bring on the show so we can help out. Like maybe
handed out some very naughty homework assignment.
I mean, based on our past week, I don't think you have any thing to complain about here. Okay, let's just
okay. So tell me what you saw.
So she brought up one of her posts was sex before a date night. Watch us do it. Like, not watch us have sex, but like it was like sex before the date night instead of after. Okay. And then they like ran off. It was like a, you know, like a little TikTok video, right? Like, and they ran off like, oh, we're going to go do it. A
little teaser.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the last week when we had like our day, mm-hmm. I guess our date night or whatever.
Right.
We had a sesh before. And then when it came time to the date itself, we were like in a different state of mind.
Oh yeah, very go with the flow, very relaxed, very no need to rush home. Exactly. That part's already been taken care of.
And like I said, it felt like a more intimate time date together. Like it was, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm like, you know what? I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? Like,
what was so different about it?
Yeah. And then I'm like, you know what? We had a sesh before, not after. Mm-hmm. Not like, oh, hey, let's go do, we did bowling and we did. But I'm just saying, let's go do a dinner and a movie, and then you come home and cap the night, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. We did that before as like a primer, yeah. and then we took off.
Yeah, I was going to say we pre-partied.
Pre-gamed.
Yeah,
tailgate.
We pre-gamed it.
But I wonder if like maybe that. There's something to that.
Maybe. Because do you think when couples are out, especially couples that have kids, you know, they're like, oh, my gosh, we got, you know, 3 hours to ourselves. Finally, what do we do? Do you feel like if they don't get to that intimate time later in the evening, like they're both too tired or someone drank too much or something like that, that it's kind of like, oh, like we missed out on an opportunity. Whereas if you get it done beforehand, like a chore, I'm saying, if you just knock it out, you get it. If you take time for that beforehand, then you really just get to enjoy the flow of what happens after. And there's no like anticipation or maybe stress or anxiety about, okay, I know it's coming later type of thing.
Yeah. You know, maybe because like, you know, once the session's done, right, the sesh, you tend to be more relaxed, more in a better mood, better state of mind.
Also very sleepy,
but you know,
you give yourself time for a 20-minute reset.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, that's typically a time to connect, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you've had that connection leading into more date time,
right?
I feel like the potential there, and I don't think this is going to happen all the time, because if you're just being a jerk, you're just being a jerk. You're in a bad mood, you're in a bad mood. But the potential there for some more connection time, like let's just say, hey, you had the sesh, you guys feel nice and relaxed, you went and had a nice meal with maybe a cocktail or maybe a beverage, and you're just kind of, it's just a different vibe now.
Yeah, it just flows differently.
Yeah.
Because now you can sit there and you can be like, hey, I kind of like what you did earlier.
Exactly. Like, you guys had something to talk about or like, hey, you know.
I like it. So there you go.
I didn't know you can do a handstand like there, that, you know.
Something new, a different twist to the date night or the day. Start it off in the bedroom, finish it off out on the town.
Finish it off out on the town. And then you don't have to worry about drinking too much. You don't have to worry about, you know, coming home like super late and you're
and
tired.
You're too tired, and then you were like, oh man, I was really hoping for some together time, and it just didn't happen. I like it.
And you also don't worry have to worry about getting into a fight during the date.
Because everyone's in a good mood.
Everyone's in a good mood. You know, let's take the time. Let's start it off right. Mm-hmm. And then you can kind of lead into it. If you happen to get into a fight at the end of the night, time to go to bed.
Do you think it could backfire in that maybe?
Oh, yeah.
In that
Here,
I could see this happen one of two ways. One, you won't leave the house. You're going to be like, you know what? I'm not putting clothes back on. Like, done.
Well, you're out. What do you mean? Okay.
Yeah. Like, we're staying in. That's it. I don't have the energy.
But is that so bad?
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad because then you save money. So there you go. But what if, say,
that means it was good though.
Say you're having a rough week.
Okay.
They've been squabbling. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe. And you're like, all right, you know, we got to bang this out so that we can get rid of this bad juju and, you know, off we go. What happens if in the bedroom it's still a kerfuffle and it's just like, it just was not happening. Someone was maybe being more controlling. I don't like it there. You know that. What are you doing? You know?
Get your finger out of there.
And then now you have this whole night that was supposed to be a fun date and you, you know, just duked it out in the bedroom and now nobody's happy.
Do you think
that could happen?
It probably can. But one, for the first part that you said, like, we're out. That means it was really good. Yeah. And that means you're out and there's nothing to complain with that.
Nothing wrong with enjoying a time in your home, undisturbed, laying around, literally Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Right?
You know. Now to the second part, I think if that was going to happen, it was going to happen.
It was going to happen either way, whether it was in the bedroom, whether it was at the bar, the bomb was about to go off.
Yeah. So at least you give yourself a fighting chance by having that happen during a sesh. We've never fought during a sesh.
No.
Like, it's not like, I don't like what you're doing to me. So, like, that's never happened to us.
We've never been, like, grumpy. I mean, there's been times when we've been upset at each other. And I don't know if we really, like, gone in to have a makeup sesh without really making up.
No, I think that was just more like it could have been part of the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the icebreaker.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Like where it's like, hey, we've been mad at each other. Okay, so let's go knock one out and then we'll be good.
And then we talk, you know.
It's probably why we were mad at each other because we hadn't
won. That's probably right. And then, like I said, we have a little chat afterwards. Like, okay, you know, let's not do that. And this really upset me. You hurt my feelings.
And then, because at that point we're like, yeah, you know what? Sorry, babe. I was such a jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
At that point, I can book as many cruises as I want. And you're like, yeah, you want to
go
on it?
That's a great idea. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, let's do it. I can't wait to do that with you. Yeah, let me know when to pack.
That's a bad time for us, man. We are so vulnerable. That's a bad time for us, dudes. You're gonna catch us in a bad...
I have gotten so many great things out of those moments. It's unbelievable. I mean, I already get so many great things just on the daily life that I live. But when I need that little extra, when I'm like, he's not going to want to spend that. Well, after the fact, hey, babe, so what do you think? I'd really want to do this with you.
Yeah, sure, go. We're so vulnerable. It's not even funny.
Yep.
Dang it.
There you go, ladies.
This is the Jedi mind tricks you got on this, man.
Two pieces of gold out of that one.
Oh, damn it.
So let us know how that works out on your next date.
Try doing it before the date.
Do a mixy uppy.
Yeah.
That's what we call it here when we do things out of order with the girls.
A little mixy uppy.
Can we do a mixy uppy? They always ask.
So I've been getting a lot of scam calls.
Oh.
And
isn't it awful?
Well, yeah, it's awful, but you know how it, like, on your iPhone, and I haven't done a lot of research on this, but it came to mind the other day. It says scam likely.
Yes.
Right?
So, it used to say that with our old carrier.
It doesn't say it now?
Doesn't come up like that anymore.
Okay, so we had T-Mobile before, we switched to Verizon now, mm-hmm. but it said scam likely. And you know what? You're right. It doesn't say that before. I mean, it doesn't say that now.
Right. I get the city. I get the number. And the last one has kind of been changing. It'll be like, you know, whatever, 721, 723, 724, you know, like if I don't pick up. So I kind of, I normally ignore them. And then this week I got a little testy. So I picked up the phone. Hello. Is this, you know, they ask for me. Is this Lila? You have the wrong number. Oh, well, maybe you can, and they continue on with their spiel. Then at the end, I was like, is this a recording? Are you real? Are you a real human? And then they hung up on me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, maybe that was real. So then, you know, 5 minutes later, and, but from this particular organization that they claim to be from, I am not kidding. I will get 11 calls a day minimum.
Yeah.
And it's always the same sounding Southern guy. You know, and then so now I've started to pick up. I'm like, haven't I asked you like
a thousand times
to please remove this number from that list? And then they hang up. And then, you know, next time he calls him, be like, you know, you're like harassing me daily.
Yeah.
Right. Like, how can you sleep at night? So I'm going to see how that goes this week. Well, and I blocked the number.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't.
They just changed numbers.
It's not doing anything, but I refuse to pay more money a month for whatever scam protection or
that's what
I don't know. Where are you at?
Yeah, because, well, my whole thing is that if you can identify that it's scam likely,
mm-hmm.
then why don't then you why just
you
block it?
Through?
Yeah,
exactly.
Why are you letting this stuff go through?
I agree.
So I wonder,
because
though.
They want you to pay for it.
They want
it. They want you
to go get an
they
app.
They want you to go pay for a service that will stop these, you know, bot call, whatever it is, you know, monthly. I'd rather just, you know, keep asking them questions. But the fact that it is, like I said, about 11 times a day. And I remember when I had babies, you know, and it's like, now I just keep my phone on silent. But before it was like, shit, you know, they're napping and the phone goes off. And it really is a disruption.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting super annoying.
Yeah, to the point where you're thinking about paying for scam blockage.
I don't even know if that's, and that's the thing, like.
It is, because it was something that we had.
If it's available.
I want to say, like, it was a trial. We got, like, a 7-day trial of, you know, spam protection when we got these new lines. So maybe we can talk to them about it. I don't know. I mean, might be worth it.
Yeah,
maybe at this point, because it's a lot.
I don't know that I want to pay for it, but I do feel like I want to know what's available to me.
So what do you guys use? How do you do it?
How do you guys block all the scammers? I mean, I know. Can you guys hear these girls? Jeez, yeah. They're
well,
going
and
nuts
now
over
we
there.
Have got two extra mics to pick up the sound.
No, they're muted.
Oh,
but I think that. I'm just getting super annoyed because there's some people that, you know, will contact me that I don't have saved for a particular reason that I'm right. like, now I missed their call, you know?
Yeah, and I'll get caught every once in a while with something that appears to be local, like a surrounding city. And if my kids are somewhere out like at Enrichment Club or something, and I'm like, ooh, well, I don't have that number saved. Let me pick it up in case it's about the kid or in case it's about, you know, something that I did. And then you're like, nope, just they got me.
Commies.
I know.
All right. What else we got?
So we got some feedback.
Okay.
On last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
We had someone leave a little review or a question.
Where was it at?
It was on Spotify.
Okay.
So if you guys don't know, you can actually send in recorded questions. You can type questions in. Obviously, you can leave reviews. So
you can also email us or, you know, hit us up on Instagram.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know where to find us. But yeah, I would love to hear some more recorded questions. I think would be fun. And then we can try to figure out how to like post them into the show and then answer them.
Yeah.
But we were asked, when is a good time for a blah, blah?
When is a good time for, because
I'm
the blah, blah.
I'm going to direct that one to you, Tuna.
I think blah, blah has a lot to do with timing, for one.
See, this is apparently a recurring theme. I have an issue with timing. And you know, that really is my weak point in a lot of areas. Timing.
Number two is is attention. Like, a blah, blah is I have my attention at this one thing.
Normally, it's your job.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Sorry. You gotta pay the bills.
That's lame.
But if you have to pull my attention, you know, then that's not a good place to start.
But I will have to pull your attention from anything, whether you're playing a game on the phone, whether you're watching something on TV.
No, because if we're already talking, a very good thing to say, hey, you know what? I wanted to talk to this about you earlier, but you were busy. So I have something I wanted to ask you. You don't have to answer me now, but I just want you to think about it. That is a good mind little timer that's going to go off at a certain point in our brains that says, hey, we don't even know it. We don't even know it. But you just planted a little seed in there.
I don't like that because then I have to wait for the seed to grow and I don't have time for the seed to grow. I want to know now.
I know.
That you want to do
this
for me.
That's why it's a blah, blah.
3 years from now. I need to know now. I want an answer.
I'm not giving you.
Immediately.
Hey, you don't have to answer me now, but this is something that I wanted to talk to you about. And then you've planted the seed. You've given me the blah, blah. Okay. That helps us and it helps you. One, it helps us because we now know that I don't have to answer you now and I'm going to have to deal with this at a certain point that I don't want. So I have the choice now. I can actually answer this now.
That's giving you too much rope here.
Hold on.
I'm not okay with this situation.
Hold on. I have the choice. I can either answer you now or, you know, when the time comes later, I can answer you later. It also gives you, remember, this is a blah, blah. This is something that's not important. It's not important. Yeah, this also gives you an opportunity to get it off your chest.
I don't like to wait. I want to know.
It gives you an opportunity to get it off your chest because that's really what you want to do. The real reason why you really want to just
over is because I got to spew it out.
You
got
to spew it out. You have to tell me. Hey, I was talking. You don't have to tell me now, but I was talking to your mom the other day, and she mentioned about going to this restaurant on Thursday. Does that work for us? You don't have to tell me now, but you know, think about it. Now you've got it off your chest, and you're like, okay, cool. Like, we're good. I've thrown up on you.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Now I know.
Now it's my turn.
Now I know that something, I have to address something, and I don't need to decide now, but you're going to expect an answer soon. Now I can either say, yeah, I don't care. That's fine. Or
let me think.
I can't
about
talk
that.
To you about that right now. And
okay.
And now you've got it off your chest. And now I've
fine. How many minutes do I have to wait for an answer? How many hours is appropriate for a blah blah request to be reviewed?
Well,
and answered.
I have an answer for that.
Better be a good one.
It depends on when I can get to my blah blah box.
Oh my god!
So I am
that
gonna
one's
be
dusty and in the corner.
What I mean by my blah blah box,
right next to cleaning the backyard,
is gentlemen, we only can operate in one box at a time. It is work box. Then we got to put away the work box and do
pull out the porn box.
We can do porn. I was gonna say husband box, but if you want to go porn, we can go porn box. Pull out the porn box.
That out there.
We got to close the porn box, and then we have to go to our blah blah box because after porn, we're in blah blah mode now. We're not really thinking straight anyway. So that was a good pull.
Thanks.
So as soon as we get back into the blah 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 box, that's when you get your answer.
Great. This is one of a. Thank you. we have received your email request. Someone will get back to you in 1 to 100 business days.
Also known as in transit.
Yeah.
When you look up UPS.
Loading.
No, when you look up UPS or FedEx and doesn't give you delivery date, it just says in transit.
Yep. Has not yet left.
That box you sent to Arizona is in, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Look, what the hell? And you
sitting
see it track.
The Vegas Depot.
You see the track goes from like LA to Phoenix and then it goes to Oklahoma and now it's
and
going
then,
to Vegas.
Its
and
you're
like,
who's, what?
Who's creating these routes?
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
Too much. That is too much.
So that doesn't work for you? It doesn't give you at least a moment to get it off your chest?
Okay. I can work with that. I will work on my timing. I will try not to disturb you during peak performance hours.
Okay. That sounds pretty naughty.
During heavy business hours. Okay. I will try not to disrupt your workflow. Maybe I'll save it for lunchtime, or maybe I'll save it for an ergo break.
Just don't get me in my vulnerable moments.
Yeah, that's the best time. That's when I need something big and expensive. That's what I save that moment for. I know.
You only have a few of those shots. Yeah, you can't just.
You can't do it too often either. I know when to pull out the big gun. I know when I need to use that baby.
Yeah, and you can't do it too often either, because then we're going to get.
Because then you catch on. You got to forget for a little bit. You got to just like, oh, babe, that was so great. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
So I was looking at this purse.
Just hold me. By the way, remember when I brought up that Disney cruise? We're going.
Jedi mind tricks. Okay, I think it's a short one for us this week. We actually have to go and record another podcast.
We got a special guest coming for you guys. Special guest
coming for you guys next week. And we're excited to get that for you. So we have to get ready to go record again.
Yep, we got to pack up our gear and we're off. We're off for another session.
Again, thank you for this, for today, for one. And happy Father's Day to everybody. Hope you guys had a great day. Fathers are very special. And so some of us have our fathers still. Some of us don't have our fathers. And it's always a hole, you know, that is very hard to fill.
Yeah, it really won't. When you don't have your parents, that's not anything that will ever be filled. Or I don't think you'll be made whole again once you lose them, or maybe if you didn't have a relationship with them to begin with, you know, mm-hmm. there will be that void, but hopefully you can take solace in maybe some of the great moments, or if you didn't have the best relationship with your parents, and if you are now a parent, knowing that you're blazing a different trail.
Yeah. And you know, grace is a big thing for our parents. You know, they tried their best. They didn't always get it right. Just like we're not going to get it right for our girls all the time.
Yep.
And today's a day just to kind of thank them for what they did get right, and give them some grace for the stuff that they kind of blew, right? So
exactly, because we've all done it.
Yeah. All right, we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for making us a part of your day.